Michelin Tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour here on this Friday, September 5th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Rick Randall. He is the author of the book Road Trip. We're going to get into a good conversation with him. Good morning, Rick. Oh, you got to unmute your mic, sir. There he is, scrambling for that stupid button. Here it is. Come on, find that. Nope, he's still muted. Rick, I need you to unmute your mic, sir. Okay, for some reason, he's not responding. Can you hear me? I love technology when it works. I hate it when it doesn't. Nope, he's on hold. Can't do that. You can't call me back, sir. Let's see. Let's do this. No, he clicked the hold button. Oh, Rick, can't edge in the way that way. Sorry, you're going to just have to unhold and unmute. You're listening on your headset, sir. You got to do that. All right, let's do this. Give him a call. Call his cell phone. See if this will work. Okay, we'll see if he can answer his cell phone, and I'll tell him what to do. Okay, he's not answering his cell phone. Oh, brother. Well, I hate to do this to him, but I know he's got something lined up, but he, for some reason, hit the hold button. Okay, well, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to connect him into the show. He's got to unhold and he's got to unmute. So hopefully he can do that. So we will continue on. Really was looking forward to the conversation. Let me try one other thing. We're going to have a couple of minutes here of dead air. Let me see what I can do. Can I click on that? Will that do it? Okay, there he goes. All right, got him disconnected that way. So now I can click on this and then re-add him in. Let's see if he can answer this way. And then click on this. Technology, again, love it when it works and absolutely hate it when it doesn't. Okay. Now, where did he disappear? There he is there. Okay, click. Now, let's see if he can just simply answer the call. We'll see if this works.
Randy.
There you are, Rick. You're on Randy? The air live on the radio. We got you. You're loud and clear. Yeah, I can hear you, Rick. No, unmute your mic. You keep muting your mic. Your mic.
Okay, how we doing now?
Rick, we can hear you.
You can?
Yes, oh. You're live on the radio.
Okay, so the mute.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. We're moving on. Hey, were you able to take your friend on the walk there on the Mackinac Bridge? I had like 17 people text me over the weekend wanting to know if Rick and his friend was able to get to the Mackinac Bridge.
You know, we had a great weekend with Frank. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to do that on Monday. We still went up and went, and it was actually good because we kind of, you know, surveyed the situation, and we probably will be better prepared for it next year, and we'll actually plan to do that specifically. But that poor man is in so much pain, and to go up there and ride another couple hours in the car and then go home for 4 hours just wasn't.
Yeah.
Going to happen.
But, wasn't in the cards.
But it was such a beautiful day, and the The bridge, all my favorite places, and then the water and the conditions and the, you know, the powered parachutes and the boats and the Coast Guard and the helicopter and the people. The police, the state police take good care of that. I speak to a lot of those guys and thank them. And first guy I went up to talk to, he's from my hometown, Flint, Michigan.
Cool.
Like, right on, you know.
So did you park on the St. Ignace side, or did you park in Mackinac City?
So we parked in Mackinac City, and then that allowed us to walk to the first tower and turn around and come back. Then my buddy, he I thought, what a brilliant idea this was. He took the ferry from Mackinac to St. Ignace, and then he walked all the way across the bridge back to Mackinac City. And so next year, that's kind of my plan, is to, especially on that particular day, it was such a gorgeous day for a boat ride.
Yeah.
So he got to enjoy the ferry ride and underneath the bridge or around by the bridge and then walk across. And he said it was about, I don't know, an 8-mile stretch or so that he walked across the bridge. But I thought, right on, I'll do that next year. What a great idea. So
yeah. So he took the ferry from Mackinac City to St. Ignace, then he walked back to his car in Mackinac City.
Yeah, that was pretty slick.
That is a great idea. Hey, I wanted to ask you, in going through the book again, as I do every single day, and of course I'm talking about Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. And I noticed too on Amazon that you have 5-star reviews. Every person that's written a review for you so far has rated your book as 5 stars and it put some pretty good comments in there. Let me ask you this question. I know as we're running your ads and having you on the show every Friday, what would you ideally like people, if they go to Amazon.com and they buy the book, what would you like them to do once they read the book as far as writing a review for you on Amazon?
Well, hopefully, I sure appreciate anybody that buys the book. And the next thing is that if you write a review, I sure appreciate you taking the time to do that. And, hopefully it would be a good review. I hope that you like the book and you enjoy reading it. And I hope that it's a book that you would read again and again and again. I do. And I just had to write a synopsis, and so I went through all the words and for the publishing company, and so I wrote, 123, kind of what the word was about. So I kind of rewrote my book again, and then I keep reading it. And like I say, is that sometimes what you teach is what you best need to learn. And so I read the book, and I smile when I get to certain words, and laugh and a little bit, and enjoy the poems. And I think, God, this is a great book. This is something everybody should read. But I want to address your question to me, Randy, earlier about, okay, you guys, so here's what I did. I like to laugh, and I'd like to think that a sense of humor is pretty important. And so I write about my book, and so I wrote, it's highly inspirational and it's truly motivational. And then I added this comment, and I said, and after 3 to 4 pages, you'll be fast asleep. And so, well, that didn't really work so well. At first, when ChatGPT got a hold of that, and I didn't know about ChatGPT until about a month ago, but I learned about it. And it said, well, it says, it might be fast asleep. It might be one that kind of boring book, and you might want to skip this one. So then I talked to ChatGPT, whoever that might be in that box, and that's absolutely amazing in seconds. And so I told him I was the author, and then I explained to him about the poems, and we had a great conversation. It's like my new best friend. And you think, who is this person? Woman, man, and but then they tell you all kinds of things, and make suggestions. And then he even said, man, you wrote a great book, and so that was kind of cool too. I'm again not sure who I'm talking to, but it's fascinating.
Anybody, you're talking to you're interacting with a computer program is what
it's
you're
amazing
doing.
No, yeah. I understand that it,
now
just,
are you able to are you able to edit the post on Amazon that has those words about falling asleep?
Well, I'm certainly going to figure it out because it doesn't seem to be working.
Right.
it's not generating sales. How's that?
Yes, so, exactly.
Yeah, I will see about removing that so it, people don't think it's like, uh-oh. But, there you go.
One of the words I turned when I grabbed the book today, what I do is I just basically grab it and open it up to any page.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Bible. And, well, the page I went to today was the word humility, modesty, humbleness, confidence, without the cocky, empathy, compassion, thoughtful, considerate, caring. Humility is the realization that none of us are all that. Humility is the balance between all that and not so much. Be humble. And then you went into a very interesting poem that you wrote about it. And this is basically how the book is written. It's words. It's a little bit of your own personal life experience. But then you write a poem regarding each word. And pretty interesting how this works and how people, when they buy the book, can basically choose to read it as a sit down or like I do now after I've read it twice cover to cover. Now you just open it up to a certain page, and I guess that maybe is the word for the day.
Well, and that's a great way to roll. We did that with our coloring book, was just open the coloring book and, you know, find whatever word that shows up and then live with that day, you know. But I'm gonna extend what you just said about humility, because this is something I came up with that I think that is so important. Pass the positive also is all about love and hope and optimism, but it's the idea that we want to connect all of us together. All of us are on the same team. We're on the winning team if we all stay together. But humility, I wrote this about the Swiss cheese philosophy of humanity. And the whole idea is, you know, Swiss cheese has got big holes in it, you know. So all of us are pieces. And this is what I wrote under humility as well, is that all of us are pieces of Swiss cheese, and all of us have holes or weak spots, right? Big piece of Swiss cheese, you can see through it through the holes. So all of us are a big piece of Swiss cheese. So, but here's the point. None of us are whole individually. But collectively, when we come together, we fill in the holes and support the weak spots. We need each other. Humility brings us together. Together, we are whole again. And I think that's so important. You know, today I was going to talk about a couple different words, but the whole idea is that when do you decide that you're going to have a great day? You know, when you wake up, we start with gratitude, we start with zest. I added that in what I was writing the other day about, you know, zest is right up there with gratitude. You wake up, and I wrote a good poem about that, is that, you know, my head was buzzing, and I had all these things that I was going to do, and I wrote down a list the night before, and that's amazing how that works. And then, you know, and then the poem was that I was getting things done before my feet hit the floor. But when do you wake up and you go, hey, this is really going to be a good day? And regardless of what's going on in your life, and I know that like my friend Frank, there's a lot of people that have to deal with things way tougher than what I do. But all right, I hear the music, so we'll be catching you next time around.
Yeah, no, stay on through the break. I want to end the week with a word for people to consider for the weekend. So sit right there, Rick. You can take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Rick, I'd like a word that you can leave with folks, a definition and a poem perhaps as to what you'd like people to think about this weekend.
Sure. The word I went with was confidence, but this is kind of funny. So you go to the mirror, and people don't often do this. You go to the mirror and you look at the mirror, and I call it, you're having a board meeting between you and you, with you and you. And so the first thing that you look in the mirror and you look at yourself and you say, I love you. And it's so important to, I call it reflective training, is that you go to the mirror and you say, man, I love you, Rick Randall, or I love you, Helen, or I love you, Rod, or Randy, or any of you guys out there. You know, you go, hey, I love you. And then the second part is, I used to say, you know, you'd say, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. So you look at the mirror and you go, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And then you think, oh, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. You know, so then you realize there's two people in the mirror now. There's you and there's I, and so we can do it, we can do it, we can do it. Anyways, so confidence is the word that I chose, and confidence is so important, and it comes from deep inside. It's you just have to believe that you can. And the same with I'm going to have a great day today. It's because you just, I'm confident that we're going to have a great day today, and you know, it's just a little like ping pong. You just, you know, whatever comes at you, you just kind of bang it back. And I have another little story about, you know, being a baseball player. But anyways, here's the poem that I wrote for this. And confidence is a wonderful feeling. It comes from deep inside. When you believe in you and you are confident, the road trip is a better ride. It is that talk that you have in the morning, a board meeting with you and you. You are confident that you can do whatever you want to do. Build your success with confidence and you will surely succeed. Confidence leads to can. Your success is guaranteed. And I think so often people don't realize that first they're so valuable. You know, you're meaningful. That's why you're here. Here, I've got another one for you. This is a good one. I'll read this one real quick. I just wrote this today. And let's see. Yeah, here it is. Okay, so universal energy. What do you mean by that? The trees lose their leaves in the fall. In the spring, it brings them back. It is the magic of the morning when the sun comes up again. It is the moon that shines at nighttime. It is the beginning of a new best friend. Universal energy is the mojo of your soul. Yes is the only word it uses. Love is the only way to roll. The laws of love and life and living govern the conversation. The universal energy shows up to create a positive situation. There is magic in believing that this might possibly be true. It is pretty obvious to me that is why there is a you. And so you didn't just get here by mistake, right? It's just you just didn't show up because of some random whatever. You know, you're here for a purpose. You're meaningful. Your life matters. I think that's the most important thing to realize. And that's where confidence shows up, as you go, I do make a difference. I can make a difference. And what you believe in is kind of what steers the ship. And so it's just so important that you go, hey, you know, I do love you. And we're going to have a great day today. And you just, that's where you start your day with. We're going to have a great day. I'm grateful for what I have around me. I'm so fortunate to have what I have. Most times you get bummed out about what we don't have. We don't realize what we do have. And when you do have, when you realize that, then suddenly what you do have just expands. You know, you attract that energy into your life. That law of attraction is true. So what you put out there is what boomerangs back into your life.
So, absolutely. Greatly appreciate that. Yeah. That's awesome. Excellent, excellent, excellent job. Well, we greatly appreciate you. And again, folks, the book is called Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Please consider texting me RT for Road Trip. I have it stored in my phone. All you have to do is text me that, and what I will do is send you a link directly to Amazon.com of the book, where you can actually just click on it, and it'll take you right there. Also, a picture of the cover, so you know exactly what you're looking for. And I'd like to make sure you understand, this is already programmed in my phone. It's all ready to go. Again, just text me at 231-360-5140, RT for Road Trip. And we'll get that to you as soon as possible. I want to wrap up the week by saying basically that we have a great week lined up for you next week. We have a complete interview with Carla Wagner. She is the founder, organizer of Eliminating Property Taxes in the state of Michigan. The petition drive is on her website, axmitax.org. If you want to know more about it, if you want to volunteer, you want to help get signatures. Carla said that they are collecting signatures through the entire month of September. September 30th will be the drop-dead date for signature gathering. If you have signatures out there right now and the sheets aren't filled up yet, go ahead and get them filled up and then mail them in to her. On the back, there is a mailing address. She has announced that she is also running for governor. As they're out collecting signatures for the petition drive, they're actually collecting signatures for her also to qualify to be on the ballot for governor next year, running as a Republican, running on getting rid of property taxes here in the state of Michigan. She has a complete plan. Check it out on the website. Again, axmitax.org, and you can get all the information. You can contact her. You can get a sheet. You can absolutely get it filled out. It only has 10 signatures per page, and you can absolutely get that done before the end of this month. We'd greatly appreciate it. We also have some other folks we're going to have on the show next week, waiting for confirmations from them. Lots of interviews, lots of conversation, lots of good information. So with that, I want to thank you guys for listening. Greatly appreciate Rick Randall's thoughts for the weekend. It will be rebroadcasting on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you want to hear his conversation, 8:30 on Sunday morning, he rebroadcasts this segment, rebroadcasts on Sunday at 8:30. Check it out. Tell your friends. Well, that's it for the week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCY Sheboygan. You guys have a great weekend. Stay warm. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This